Shalom and good morning. How wonderful to hear your voices. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I just have a little bit of housekeeping here at the beginning. There will not, N-O-T, not be prayer at Prayer Mountain today. Our equipment has been in Collinsville where we've been doing lots of things. And so we'll have our prayer right at 12 noon. 12 noon prayer. Bless the Lord. Speaking of Collinsville, last Sunday morning I was going to do something else, and the Lord changed me to speak to a situation concerning Iran. And so I did. And I would recommend to you that you go to a glorious church, YouTube, a glorious church on YouTube. And watch, I think they have it up. There was something I did need to have taken out of it. But and watch Sunday morning. People say, Chip said, they say to him, what does your mom say about this or that? And so I shared Sunday morning on Iran and things happening now. And one reason was because of what the Lord did last Wednesday. The first thing he said to us, I am moving nations, leaders, and events according to my good purpose. Every detail and insight God determined essential for you to know, I provided through my prophets, that's the Old Testament prophets. And these insights become signposts, indicators of where you are, church, on the road to my return. And then he spoke about the nations coming against Israel. Ezekiel 38 and 39 in detail. And so it was quite last Wednesday morning was so vivid. And you know the Bible. I want to read these scriptures to you this morning because we're partaking in a very supernatural thing. We're partaking in praying in the Spirit. So here is from 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And verse 14, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. This is two ways to pray. When you pray in an unknown tongue, your spirit is praying. But your mind, your understanding is unfruitful. We really don't know what we're praying about when we pray all together for these 15 minutes in tongues. The Lord gives us the interpretation through Brother Max for part of it, but it's not the complete picture because all of us praying together, oh my, how God uses that. Spreads it so far and wide, but we do get what he wants us to get. But when we pray, my point is, when we pray with an unknown tongue, our spirit is praying, but our understanding is unfruitful until we get an interpretation. What is it then, verse 15? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Two ways to pray. We pray in the spirit, and we give ourselves up to God and let him use our tongues to pray what he wants prayed. But then we also have the right to pray with our minds, our understanding. We can ask for the things that we, our hearts and minds know we need to ask for or want to ask for. So two ways to pray. Pray with the spirit and pray with the understanding. Max and I talked a little bit earlier today, and I asked him to give us some things. Max has some contacts. He has some governmental contacts, and as you all know, and maybe some insight on what we should be praying with our understanding. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, Ms. Lily. Good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have any things that with our understanding we should be praying about today?
Well, I just wanted to really encourage everybody this morning. I have a meeting last night right here in Minnesota with couple of guys and a lady. I mean, the gist of it is our president is absolutely is going to do something in the Middle East in regards of Iran. Now, when, again, the Lord has been telling us about his timing, I just wanted to look at the bigger picture. The United States is huge. Canada is big. Iran is big. The Middle East is big. Before you do anything massive like what they are planning and thinking to do with Israel, of course, they have to take in all the consideration of our protection, safety, our economy, the economy of Europe, the economy of the world. I mean, that's why we are praying, and that's why we're getting the revelation from the Lord. Everything will be in order. Everything will come together. We are to continue to pray because God is doing all these changes. He is moving us through this prayer. And many others, of course, they are praying. But the people are, you know, doing all these things in Israel, in the United States, in the Middle East. Myself included, I'm involved in a lot of things, going on a trip on the 2nd of March. Pray for me in that trip. It's going to be like a month, a lot of meetings. But, you know, God is moving this nation the way that this nation should move based on his will. And God is moving the nation of Israel, again, based on his will. And we are to continue to pray. Just relax. Take a deep breath, take your seat, and pray. Because the change is here. He is doing all kinds of things. Pray for our president, pray for our government, pray for the 14 people in the cabinet, pray for Pete Hitzock, pray for all of them, everybody who's in charge, the people in the water, the people in the air, the people on the ground, in Israel, in Jordan, in the Middle East, over Greenland. There's so many things that have to be absolutely in order, and strategy to be in order. But God is leading all of us, and God is leading this nation and the nation of Israel, and God is protecting us and protecting our military and soldiers and Air Force and the Marines and all of them. Amen. So just, praise God. There is more, of course, we can't be really talking about. It's not really that necessary to even talk about it. The bigger picture is just to continue to pray, and God's timing is going to be great.
Exactly.
And he
did
told us
tell
about
us.
The victory. Yeah.
He told us, Ezekiel 38 and 39 is his word for truth and understanding of the end times. What has taken place in the Middle East is cause for you all to sit up and pay attention. Are you ready for what will happen next, Magog and Persia? Pay attention to its involvement today. Modern-day Iran will rise up against Israel. But then listen what he said. Don't panic, not to be caught up in a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and of self-discipline. And so he told us that this is not the time for us to sit around. It's the time for the church to rise up to rule and reign as kings and priests with our God. So that's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to take our authority, our combined authority, which is so amazingly powerful. Even when I go up each day, I call upon the fact that I know WWPs are taking their authority all over everywhere. And so today we're doing it simultaneously at the same time. But every day we are doing it, and God knows this, and Satan knows this, and we are a company that God has raised up. So praise the Lord, Brother Max. We're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for that trip you're going on, March, at the early part of March. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, oh, Heavenly Father, how great thou art. How great thou art. And you who created heaven, earth, sea, and skies, universe says, all that in them is, you have condescended to meet with us, your people, this Wednesday, Moed. Two times, Father, two times. Lord, we want to praise you. I see what you've done with Brother Max. I know Brother Max. Nothing that's happened in his life could have been anything of his own. Not even Quinn, as she's lived a holy life, but not of her. It had to be of you. And so we thank you for where you've taken Brother Max and positioned him. And we're counting on you in that early March trip that he's going on. We're counting on you to be with him and in him and around him and under him and over him. He just encapsulated in God and God's purpose and every step he takes. We're going to come to you now, Father, with our understanding, and then we're going to lean upon praying with the Spirit. But with our understanding, I just have to thank you, like I do every single morning, for the revelation in Colossians that you, Holy Father, have equipped us for the inheritance of the saints in the light, and that you have rescued us, taken us out from the dominion and kingdom of darkness and authority of darkness, and translated us into the kingdom of your dear Son. How marvelous the kingdom of the light, the kingdom of your beloved Son. How wondrous that we on this phone are not of darkness, but we are of light. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that in me is, bless his holy name. We bless you together. We praise you together. We give you glory and honor together. And Holy One of Israel, you received all, when you defeated, when God through you, Jesus, defeated the enemy, and your own precious blood was shed, becoming the weapon of our warfare, which is not carnal, but mighty to God, through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. When you did that, you received the authority and passed it over to us. You gave us on the authority on the earth. And now, Father, we're going to be faithful to use it. We're going to be faithful right now together, and we're going to use it, like you said, first of all, for our leaders. In the name above every name, we come to you praying, Holy Father, that you would give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, that you would let the eyes of our hearts be enlightened, that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness of your resurrection power, which you wrought, which you gave unto us, and you wrought in him when you resurrected him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And you put all things under his feet and gave him head to a body, head to a church, an ecclesia, head over all things. Hallelujah. And we who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, you raised up with him when you quickened him because of your great love. When you quickened him, you quickened us in him. When you raised him, you raised us in him. And when you seated him, you seated us in him and together in him. And we are sitting there, O Holy Father, at your right hand. The whole WWP company is inside Jesus at your right hand. And praise the Lord, Jesus is inside every single WWP on this line right now, praying. Jesus is making intercession. The Spirit is making intercession through us. Then we do say now, because you said those who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life. And you said last week that we're not just to sit around, but we're to rule and reign. So here we go. We speak to you, kingdom of darkness, head of the kingdom of darkness, prince of the powers of the air, Satan. We come out against you today And in the name above every name, the name of Yahuwah Yeshua, the name of Jesus of Nazareth, we sell you cease and desist. In the and around Ronda La Cambra, you are not going to Rosta de Mikianda, you are not going to insert thoughts into President Donald John Trump's mind, Benjamin Netanyahu, any negotiator, any person of authority in the United States of America, in the land of Israel, and even in those lands, Kromanakaya, that are anti-Israel. We plead the blood of Jesus against you and say to you, you will not have to do with their minds. We surround their minds with the blood of Jesus, a helmet of the blood, so that your thoughts and your plans cannot penetrate, but the plans of the Most High God shall be carried out in the earth according to his will, according to his purposes, in the name above every name, to the end that is so plainly written in the book of Gronda Makaya, in the book of Ashendeli Makwandia, Ezekiel 38 and 39, that the world will know, that men will know that Jehovah is God and not Allah. In the name above every name, we plead the blood of Jesus of the coming Ramadan season. In the name above every name, we say to you, you will be confused in any of your plans that you planned for Ramadan. We speak confusion into the enemy's camp that would move down through these peoples in the earth. In the name above every name, we plead the blood of Jesus against you there in Minneapolis and other cities where you would raise up contentions. We plead the blood of Jesus and call confusion into your camp. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood over every person God has put in office or given a job of responsibility in the United States of America. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus, Ancombra Kadambra Kadishko, and you princes of the powers of the air that would work down through Russia, that would work down through Turkey, that would work down through those Iran, that would work down through China, in the name of Jesus, Amakora, North Korea, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over Kambarakandia, and we do claim what we need in Greenland and other places in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for the right to serve you, Holy Father. And in that serving, you gave us this marvelous way to pray. You said, what is it? I will pray with the understanding. I will pray with the Spirit. And so using our wills, our human wills, we give you our tongues. Speak through us now, Lord, to thine own purposes and thine own end. Kivanjo shamaki. Rami no ko balahalaila, krons chono makakara manyango do go babi. Ishato menge francho do cabra. Kamino ko holo cobre kitikanga. Ida ba. Krimako nange di cabra, kore cumbra kadagambra. Isha matoto do kohoro kombrangia na koro go bakia. Pridaha neke leka bratafra kolye mako kohoro Daniel to. Kamina kahala kayando. Priskanyo no kohoro kole kabra kali konche. Runo no kwe beli duru go baba ala konche. Stianto lo copre che ti caffa o non erto ogni cabra nienjuasco dobri cale cafta. Prefridagno no qua, minaco, hashan e ne coroco di li cabra. Mito l'angala da papa latisco dobra cota cabrandi e ne co o le cabritagno no qua di cabegno ne qua le coba latino no co la capa. Manscio no cobre, zitia nosca. Ile bambra cobra kala hilitanyo no koro koro le kabra kabra kala kongara gadenyo nane kalaila. Ise de ko ho shang jo no koro koro le kabra kta na govre diando le go dobre ka batyo to no ko dishka. Ise na kara kaya na koro kobre tanya ne kwara kada le kobre ke de gabrandyo no koro konyekto o je de kobratia. Pridavro non yer tono kobri kale kahai, ana kohoro kobali kashe, nini kwa, ni ana kobra. Ha, hishato, ha, hishato. Krivacho nyer guba tiango da gebre di joa, pra kojer non ya kefelela. Poredivra. Me toro kore kambra kali debra bro di joa ma toto toko hora kababa. Kababa niko. Kababa beniko no kore kole kambra ilo dudoshwa tibro concerno no qua. Bastiono kri manio no kora kinya ali danyo ali danyo ali danyo. Gabali talata. Gabali dalla kaya na kahala kaiba no kora ka danje ne kohoro ko jembro ngondiera kora ka bilio doro gombrega de gabra. Ije de kohoro komita ala kongala manio turu gohubre ka bilitu ujuatiano no kuara godeli konjanya. Iste tiota. Maskodo kopre kafra ka danje de godoshka de bra. Papi lohonier ama koletia ama na kuku uba. Isiano kora kabale donye ni kwa la kale kangangi ili godobri kala kabrandio no kora kedilika. Babushwa, babushwa no kwa. Babush ke divanyo onye di kaka. Kabila dora manye no kwa mangora gabidio no kobra kafka danjerno. Krabila tuo ole gabra, mandioroko dele cabra ili kangolo kobe ili kanga. Macho ne me, nieni kohoro kole cabra kala cabra gadonje, no you don't, mi gala kai fragadonje ne qua. Ishi ne kuhu shebe di kaka. Granio no cobra kotebre bedisha tova baliano vera. Moria paconga. Isato la guida vascieti o fracangra lali. Oh, balatita. Mango le gobrita fracosceni e nei ca. Caliganga le godebre chi franio no coro con papa. E toto kohoro ko le balaila hashele baniero to e gala vreshka don cerno creve le pahala chianto no chie creba la scienie valero avicio siappa. Avieto cobre, scita le gole, gambatio na chieta. Oh, alleluia, prosendo la vi, chieta paliano mani. Caragodolo cohoro codiandolo, godosha chiatolo, cohovra cadecan gambre. The doors, the doors. Oh, they're always open unto us. They're always open. Me qua, shando lo kobe, bracayando lo kobe, kabala tuta. Me lo tohoro kopa. Me la kotohoro kopa kalida da kaya na kole kewa. Me to. Mito fianto nia yako manakaya na koro kumbaha nia niko nye ne malinya no na nye na ya kabe kaya no nye ni kwa gyu nafsi no ramanika o mahaya na kiranya na kileto pranya ne koroko banye ne nombre kalakai. Shatita cabracti avvenio no quel cola cabri cale condiero no no nombre. Ishete gohola cabra. Ishete gohola cobra cateca franio ne coro condandia ne codosca dabre. Masco dobre cateca frahala cobre cale cangabra candania no quala cobre cale caniatobra cateca dania no cora candabra. Che belletita no ogni anno no cobre cale cabrania ne cora codica. E se ne motuerio nombre cale cobra di compracai, agno no cora manna garagali dalla gongara gadali cangara cadigio no noje. Oh, Father, 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 Father. Priscoriana, Priscoriana, ilico brevre non nombri, calecambragiana cogete. Cabicaliande, le goro cobabi, delle gombabi torsche d'abri, calecangaraca adiana coraco delle combracchia. Isete Joshua, isete goro cabito. Capito camba. Lord of all, oh Lord of all, megola davra. Pidagno, mangolo govregge, mesciudoro govractiana coroco pila debre, daniana coroco daniande, isha toco prebre di licaha la chianto. Che vela tandia ne coro calica broca da cofra ca de gaha shantia ne coro coro le cobre tiene kadoshka. Ijeri kodoshwa, mashko dobre, calicai, mantio faki. Oh, Father, Father, me colo cobre tie. Se broti hitanga, Ilantono copita, ma coro godabre caricangra gadasche. Ile pationo cobri catafaia togo hosceni ni quale cabri cale con cabri cale con dovri pitini ni quale cale cobre ni li congaratia. Ijelica tu sua. Masco dobre, masco dobre. Kabika la kangara gabaraka doje de kadanyangde de kodoho shakabri kodo gobrebre hinyato no kobre kini kabra kafi. E si inyota halala la gobre gradina koraya taliele maniena vali. Oh, palakaya. E se te gohoro kodoshka. Parako de le kombra. Mertio. Banstiano cabricalo, anstiano ni qua la vitota, il godeji qua, mascio dovrà calicangara gadi ice da qua, cosenia ne qua li cobri calicangara gadagna ne qua, e se ne motuar godele vigna no coro cambagna ne coro codole cambracchiano goje. Privatio, privatio mia, privatio mia cangeli, dobre mrenion deli cala di dionte, pasco don cerno no suala cantiene di ca. Cabelle tu e belle tua, niacora cadinio, mantolo copihitia, eccio, anziano, brecabagne, moca. Pacciano cobra. Assona caracali andora cobra vrecchiette. Astiamo che le cabri cale congara gadagene codora gombre vrecchiette ignata. Galikibra bahi, kolibrika bahi nyato, grivano ali manyoroto la gabalidiano no kore kabanya ne kore kodesh ne kore kodabra kalikangra 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 kalikangra. Pragodoveri tania. Kargon braktia folia, ma no quaria debele dujwa, e già no coroco delle cabrange, ne coroco balico, tio, ne nambra, coroco babi, la tio, non mangenie, ne qua. E palo doho fa, e palo doho fra macco, ma cenie ne qua, le dalle cabrenie, ne qua. E già ne matuerio tole cabri calicangra ganacce. Oh, Father. Si bracchio no cobre. Si bracchio fagne. Me coloco bracchiano no coca la cabrietagno no cora cadarico bracchie. I chateau fange. Mancio no cobre te. Pacoloco bracagne ne coloco abitio. Masco donce mia. Masco donce mia cafrughe digna na qua. Malodobri, malodobri, malodobri. Mandolo gobracchia. E calacobra fratiano nocere elica baba. Crivacione ambele dedicata la chianto lo copre dedicace di eva. Cosca de brata fraco docetti hanno coro codele campratia, ma ancora codoca macchita. Masco do bracchia na cobre, ma con la cobre infanio, o profrogne ni qua, mo giuerto non ghi, ma le cobre calicania na coro codele campratia, hanno cosce de coro cobratia na code campratia. Isato. Isatofia mica alla cangragno e le cabrevre di gianto la cobreve le tanto tocchito a me le bretiano nascene ne qua gevre le pralianto to cobre misciato mi cacco la vigno ma qua Cragadegne na calogra non certo, capitanco calieto cagenie ni qua, calicanca calicanco ni aterto, oh Father, na certo, ma certo, na certo. Po manico, paciele, protosciacchia, Ma io non compro che dico brocco fra cattasca, dancere cottorio, ma raccondele con gara cadagna e coro codole cabracchia na codosca. Se le compro che ti fra cattagna, dico la cobrica le con gara cattifra. In santore codi acta, dare coro bala, na dono prala, cattiana na coce di codosca. Criva la todia na qua, e je de cobra, e je de capra fraga d'ange de gotosca dalle concraca li tene ne qua tolo cobra che. Privatonia ne qua tel cuore che abidio no cobace de ne candianda. Chibrata hascetia, ma colo cobra fraga. E je ne coto cocciongie ne qua caprica de cotogne ne qua te copeliata. Thank you, Lord. My Jesus, I thank you. My Father, I thank you. Spirit of the living God, I thank you. I thank you, 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 that you see fit to use us today. Oh, Lord, we're just so thankful. Praise your name, O Lord. Praise your name. Praise you for using us to pray your will. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, for the part that you choose to reveal to us through the interpretation. We thank you for it. We do thank you that our spirits are used, but we do thank you, too, that our understandings are given some insight, as you said last week. We thank you for it and give you glory in Jesus' name. We give you glory. Praise God, Brother Max. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we thank you. We just thank you.
Thank you.
Praise you, Lord.
All right. The first statement is underlined. Read like this. New beginning is on the horizon. New beginning is on the horizon. Write this down. New beginning is on the horizon. Write this down. And it's underlined, emphasized. Okay, next statement. It can be scary.
Is this underlined?
No, the first one was underlined, yeah.
Okay.
The first statement, this one is not. This one is a little longer, but it's not underlined. It can be scary to you. Because they involve change.
What was that word before change?
Involve. I-N-V-O-L-V-E. Involve.
Okay.
Change. It can be scary to you because they, involve change. You don't know what the new beginning. You don't know what the new beginning will hold. Even if you plan and prepare. Okay, I read it again. It can be scary to you because they involve change. You don't know what the new beginning will hold. You don't know what the new beginning will hold, even if you plan and prepare. Praise the Lord. Scriptures. Luke 22:20. Luke 22:20. Revelation 21:5. Revelation 21:5. John 13:39. John 13:34. Yeah, that's a four. John 13:1-34. Luke 22:20, Revelation 21:5, John 13:34. Okay, this one here, the end of it is underlined, but not the beginning. I'll let you know. Okay. Read like this. Do you sense that I am doing something new? Do you sense that I am doing something new? It is to make you aware. It is to make you aware of how much you need me. It is to make you aware of how much you need me. When you pray this morning, when you pray this morning, verse is underlined. So when you pray this morning, now verse is underlined. You will be coming to the place of having clue. Yeah, of having clue, C-L-U-E, what to do.
What was that word after having?
Clue, C-L-U-E, is that clue?
C-L-U-E?
Yeah.
Clue.
Yeah, clue, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you will be, this is the underlying part, you will be coming to the place of having clue what to do. That's the underlying part. The whole statement, from the beginning, non-underlying part. Do you sense that I am doing something new? It is to make you aware. It is to make you aware of how much you need me. When you pray this morning, underlined, you will be coming to the place, you will be coming to the place of having clue what to do. Yeah, after clue, there's nothing in between. Clue, what to do. Okay. Next is Hebrew, the book of Hebrew 10, verses 19 and 20. Hebrews 10, 19 and 20. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Next statement. The end of it is underlined. Okay, non-underlined part. Next statement, non-underlined part. You get to enter into my presence. You get to enter into my presence when you pray together. When you pray together with my prophets and friends. You get to enter into my presence when you pray together with my prophets and friends. Then you weigh Jesus. Give you all. The new way Jesus give you all. Oh, sorry, this is the end of the statement. So there is no underlined part in this one. This is the following one. Okay, I'll read it again. Non-underlined, all of it. It's not underlined. You get to enter into my presence when you pray together with my prophets and friends. The new way Jesus give you all. The new way Jesus give you all. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Next statement. Most of it is really underlined, but few words in the beginning are not. Read like this. Has no barriers. Barriers and limits. Has no barriers and limits. Now the underlying part. you have the opportunity. You have the opportunity and privilege to enter the most intimate, intimate, intimate place, intimate place of my presence. Okay, I read it again. None underlined. Has no barriers and limits. Underline part. You have the opportunity and privilege to enter the most intimate place of my presence. And that was the statement. Okay. Next is Revelation, the book of Revelation 3, verse 12. Revelation 3, 12. Another Revelation, 21, sorry. Revelation 21, verses 1 and 2. Revelation 21, verses 1 and 2. Okay, next statement. As you can see that God is in the new business. As you can see that God is in the new business. Learn that new beginnings within us, learn that new beginning with God are good, church. Learn that new beginnings with God are good, church. Oh, this part is underlined. The end of it is underlined. Just keep on going, but underline. It's not about what happened, it's about what's coming. So the underlying part, again, read like this. It's not about what happened, ED, it's about what's, with an S, coming. Okay, I'll read it again, the whole statement. As you can see, that God is in the new business. Learn that new beginning with God are good, church. Underline part, it's not about what happened, it's about what's coming. Hallelujah. Then Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Oh, he gave us this a lot. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Ephesians 3, 20. Ephesians 3, 20. Next statement, just to check if there's an underline in it. No, the statement is not underlined. So Isaiah 43, 18 and 19, Ephesians 3, 20. Next statement is not underlined. Read like this. Can you sense that my spirit nudging you? Can you sense that my spirit nudging you, drawing you and them. I'll start all over here. Can you sense that my spirit nudging you drawing you and them to a new place in life. That is a statement. Can you sense that my spirit nudging you, drawing you and them to a new place in life? Okay, next statement. This one is all underlined, the one I'm going to read, all emphasized, and it read like this. Do you see an impossible, do you see an impossible obstacle? Obstacle, yeah. Do you see an impossible obstacle in the way? In the way of your new beginning. Of your new beginning. Remember that God, I am able to bring the new in you, my power. I am able to bring the new in you, my power. That's a statement. I read it again. Try to do a little better here. All emphasized. Do you see the? Do you see an impossible obstacles in the way of your new beginning? Remember that God, I am able to bring the new in you, my power. Okay, that's it. Scriptures, 2, 3, 4, 5 scriptures coming. Okay. John 1:5. John 1:5. Matthew 19:26. Matthew 19:26. Isaiah 40:29. Isaiah 40:29. Romans 8:31. Romans 8:31. Psalm 46:10. Psalm 46:10. All right. John 1:5, Matthew 19:26, Isaiah 40:29, Romans 8:31, Psalm 46:10. Thank you, Lord. Next statement is not underlined. It's a bit long, but it's not underlined. Read like this. What you are doing truly matters. What you are doing truly matters. You want to understand where you fit. Oh, there's an S. Would it be fits? Yeah. I'll start all over. What you are doing truly matters. You want to understand where you fit into God's bigger plans. God's bigger plans. My words reveal that your purpose isn't a mystery. My words reveal that your purpose isn't a mystery to solve. Isn't a mystery to solve. It's something It's something God unfolds as you walk with me. It's something God unfolds as you walk with me. Okay, I'll read it again. What you are doing truly matters. You want to understand where you fit into God's bigger plans? My words reveal that your purpose isn't a mystery to solve. It is something God unfolds as you walk with me. That is the statement. All right. Then the Lord gave us, Ephesians 2:10. Ephesians 2:10. Proverbs 19:21. Proverbs 19:21. Romans 8:28. Romans 8:28. Colossians with a C. Colossians 3:23 and 24. Ephesians 2:10. Proverbs 19:21. Romans 8:28. Colossians 3:23 and 24. Next statement. This one is underlined. The one I'm going to read is underlined always. Yeah. Let's read like this. God given callings. Yeah, God-given callings, each step. God-given callings, each step has been another layer. Yeah, that's layer. Another layer of my purpose. Another layer of my purpose unfolding. Unfolding, you have clear instructions. You have clear instructions. And you know the task you should accomplish. And you know the task you should accomplish, then you will see visible results. Okay, I'll read it again. And it's all underlined if I didn't say that. It's all underlined. The statement is underlined. God-given callings, yeah. Each step has been another layer of my purpose unfolding. You have clear instructions and you know the task you should accomplish. Then you will see visible results. All right. He's speaking to certain people and to all of us, of course. Okay. Praise the Lord. Let's see here. Psalm 31:24. Psalm 31:24. Matthew 6:31-34. Matthew
just
6.
A moment,
okay. I'll...
31 through. Could you read the scriptures all again, please? I think I missed something here.
Okay. Psalm 31, verses 24.
Okay.
Matthew 6, verse 31 through 34.
Okay.
Through
got
34.
It.
Mm-hmm. One more. First Peter 5, 6, and 7. First Peter
okay.
5, 6, and 7. Okay. Last statement here, and it's not underlined. Read like this. You can't have fear and comfort. No one thing that you have me. Okay, I read it again. You can't have fear and comfort. No one thing that you have me. Yeah, that's a statement. You can't have fear and comfort. Know that. Go ahead.
Could you spell that word comfort?
C-O-M-F-O-R-T.
Okay.
No, one thing that you have me. Yeah, you can't have fear and comfort. No one thing that you have me. Oh, I get it. Okay, praise the Lord.
It's hard to understand.
Yeah.
You can't have comfort because he always is telling us to have comfort.
To have comfort, yeah. You can't have fear and comfort. No. He's
In
telling
other
us
words,
that. Yeah, go ahead.
I think I get it.
Yeah, I got it too. Yeah.
For you to have comfort, you can't be in fear.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I get it now. I get
it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, me
First,
too.
First, I didn't get it, but now I do.
Well, even the way I read it, I'm just going word to word,
Now I see it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Until we make the...
He wants us to have comfort, but it, can,
yeah.
it isn't possible if we hold on to fear.
That's right, yeah. You
mm-hmm.
can't have fear.
I got it now. Mm-hmm.
He wants us to know that the one thing that we have is him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Trust in me.
Got it.
Okay,
so
sure
different. He wants us to have comfort, but... It's and I can see that if you're worried, you're not going to have any comfort.
That's true. You can't relax. He wants us to chill.
That's right. That's right. I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Underlined. New beginning is on the horizon. Write this down. Not underlined. It can be scary to you because. They involve change. You don't know what the new beginning will hold, even if you plan and prepare. Luke 22:20. Likewise, also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is for you." Revelation 21:5. And he who sits on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." And he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." Now, I like the ESV on this. King James and New American say write, but the Revelation says write this down. Now, I notice...
Which one says write this down?
The ESV, the
ESV.
English, mm-hmm. English Standard Version. Okay, John 13:34. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Do you sense that I am doing something new? It is to make you aware of how much you need me. When you pray this morning, and then underlined, you will be coming to the place of having clue what to do. Hebrews 10, 19 and 20. Just a minute here. Come on, Billy Brim, get this right. For since he himself was tempted in that which he has suffered, he is able to come to the aid of those who are tempted. For since he himself was tempted in that which he has suffered. Wait a minute here. That is not right. Hebrews, and I've got it written down right. Hebrews 2. Oh, Hebrews excuse 10. Me.
Hebrews
10. 10. No wonder. Yeah. Hebrews 10, 19 and 20. Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he opened for us through the veil, that is his flesh. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You get to enter into my presence when you pray together with my prophets and friends, the new way Jesus gives you all. And not underlined, have no barriers and limits. Underlined. Has
no barriers.
Oh, okay, I got it. Let me, I had a have down there. So, the new way Jesus gives you all has no barriers and limits. Then underlined, you have the opportunity and privilege to enter the most intimate place of my presence. Okay, now I'm going to read the whole thing over. You get to enter into my presence when you pray together with my prophets and friends. The new way Jesus gives you all has no barriers and limits. Underlined. You have the opportunity and privilege to enter the most intimate place of my presence.
Yes.
That was great when I got it right. Yeah. Revelation 3:12. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out from it anymore. And I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God and my new name. Hallelujah. Revelation 21, 1 and 2. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. Hallelujah! During the millennial time, heavenly Jerusalem will come down over earthly Jerusalem. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Woo, woo, woo. These things are on the horizon. As you can see that God is in the new business, learn that new beginnings with God are good, church. And then underlined, it's not about what's happened, it's about what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Yeah, these things are coming. They're on the horizon, and that's what the change is all about. Isaiah 43:18-19. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of the past. Behold, I will do something new. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert.
Wow. Wow. He's emphasizing really the statement before us, really. It's just,
yes, he is.
Wow. It's not about what happened. It's about what's coming.
What's coming, and it's coming soon.
Yeah.
Ephesians 3:20. You know about prayer. Prayer is never behind. Prayer from the Spirit is always ahead.
Right.
When we pray with the understanding, sometimes we're behind. We heard that somebody's sick, and so we pray about it. But praying with the praying in the Spirit, you pray things before they happen. So we're praying what's about to happen.
Amen.
Oh, glory. How we do love this one. Ephesians 3:20. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Write this down. Wow.
Oh, this is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Can you sense that my Spirit nudging you, drawing you and them to a new place in life? And then underlined, do you see an obstacle? Excuse me. Do you see an impossible obstacle in the way of your new beginning? Remember that God, I am able to bring the new in you, my power.
Wow.
Okay. He's doing it. He's doing it.
He's doing it.
John 1:5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never overpowered it.
He is continuing on last. He's continuing on last Wednesday a.m.
Yes.
Sorry, I get excited. Go ahead.
Matthew 19:26. And looking at them, Jesus said to them, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Isaiah 40:29. He gives strength or power to the faint, the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power or strength. Romans 8:31. What shall we say then to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Psalm 46:10, and this is how it all turns out.
Yep.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. King James said, excuse me, the New American says, cease striving. You know, in other words, just be at rest, be still. Okay. What you are doing truly matters. You want to understand where you fit into God's bigger plans? My words reveal that your purpose isn't a mystery to solve. It is something God unfolds as you walk with me. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, or for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we should walk in them. Kind of this, you know, in life, what's my purpose in life? He says, you don't have to have it all figured out. You just walk with me and I'll unfold it to you.
Yeah.
Step by step. Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the counsel of the Lord that will stand.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Colossians 3:23-24. Whatever you do, do it heartily, as unto the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve.
Wow.
Hallelujah. I used to use that verse so much when I was working for Kenneth E. Hagin. I was editing his lessons, working for God, unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Underlined, God-given callings. Each step has been another layer of my purpose unfolding. You have clear instructions, and you know the task you should accomplish. Then you will see visible results. I'm taking that for Migdal Arbel.
I'm taking that for your soul of heels.
Yeah, sure. That's what we all can do.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
There's callings on our lives. So
yeah.
I'm going to read that again. God-given callings. Each step has been another layer of my purpose unfolding. You have clear instructions, and you know the task you should accomplish. Then you will see visible results.
My goodness, I'm taking it to Jordan. I'm taking it to my meetings. I'm taking it to Minneapolis.
Me too. I'm taking it for Prayer Mountain. I'm taking it for tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to be at a Glorious Church Fellowship tonight. I think it starts at 6:30. I'm taking for all of that, every single step. He said each step. He said
each step.
I can think back in my life, and when I was in a certain place, it was a step to get to another place. I'm going to read it one more time. It's so wonderful.
Yes.
Underlined. God-given callings. Each step has been another layer of my purpose unfolding. You have clear instructions, and you know the task you should accomplish. Then you will see visible results. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm taking it to the meetings that we have this week, this Saturday, start of the Saturday.
That's right, and you must.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'll share about that when we're done.
Yeah, we'll share about that. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who hope in the Lord. All right, I'll do that. Matthew 6:31-34. Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what will we eat or what will we drink? What will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows you need all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. 1 Peter 5:6-7. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your cares, your anxiety, your worries upon him, because he cares for you.
Wow. The just of it, be encouraged. Be encouraged. Yeah. Wow.
Sorry. And see, then that shows you, okay, I'm going to read it in the Amplified. Casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. You cannot have fear and comfort. In other words, if you want comfort, it goes together. That makes it plain. You can't have fear. You can't have comfort and at the same time be worrying.
Yeah.
You know, Brother Hagin, he said, he came to us, he saw this. And he saw that if he wanted comfort and he wanted his faith to work, he couldn't worry. And he'd been a kind of a habitual worrier. And so he repented. And he said, God, from this point on, I'm not going to worry about anything.
Praise and God.
He gave up worry. He gave it up.
Oh, I gave up worry the second he called my name. I can't explain it, Miss Peter, but it was just zapped into me. How can you be worried when you have Jesus in you? How can you be worried when Jesus is walking you through everything?
That's right. It's impossible. If you want to have comfort and walk in comfort, it is impossible for you to have fear at the same time. Yeah. It just doesn't work. If you have fear, you're not comfortable.
No.
No one thing that you have me.
There you go.
Like you said, you have Jesus in your life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, that was a wonderfully encouraging. And then, of course, trust in me.
Trust in me.
Trust in the one we have. I trust in you, Lord. Oh, I tell you, I trust in him. And he's wonderfully, wonderfully provided for us.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Billy Graham Ministries just recently.
Yeah. Mm,
thank you, Father. Job. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Brother Max, what meetings do you have coming up?
So we have the meetings is at Yeshua Love Hills here, Yeshua's Fire on Minnesota, Altar of the Nation. So we're praying for Minnesota. We're praying for the nation. And this name came from when the Lord said, come to my altar in the prayer call over a month ago. So we have Saturday, February 14, Sunday, February 15, Monday, February 16, Tuesday, February 17, services 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., 5:30 p.m., and that's open, of course, and there will be breaks between each service, and we'll have food between each service. So I really encourage everybody, we're going to be on Facebook, we're going to be on YouTube. And if you can be with us here at 627 12 Avenue South, Minneapolis, Minnesota, that would be great. Boots on the ground. We need to pray and we need to stand together in unity. We're going to pray in the Spirit and we're just going to let the Spirit of God unfold the upcoming great things for us. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. And you know, it's always wonderful if you can go and be together.
Yeah, of course.
We have all these modern ways that we can go online, but if possible, and you live in the area or you're close by and you can, it will really be helpful for you to bring your supply of the Spirit, because these are meetings with purpose.
Amen.
And the purpose is beyond just blessing the people who come. Go ahead.
Yeah. We are bringing partners with us, like Kelvin Woods going to be worshiping. People from Josiah Center coming going to be with us. Kamal Salim is coming to be with us.
When you have other ministries joining, it's so good.
Yeah, and we have, I believe our congregation will be here, I hope, you know, and people online, all the WWPs, we just love you and we appreciate you. Praise God.
Yes, and remember what he said today, what you are doing truly matters.
That's right. Yeah. What we all doing. And I believe a lot of it also for the president and for the guys that I was with last
yes.
night. Just, I
yes.
So, yeah.
Yes. Praise the Lord. And
praise
then tonight, Brother Max has moved his midweek service to Thursday night, which will be tomorrow night. But
tomorrow
tonight,
night, yeah.
I'm going to be at Chip and Candace with them at a Glorious Church Fellowship, and I think it starts at 6:30. So, bless the Lord, I'll see you there tonight, if you can get there.
And
today
is at noon sharp, right?
Noon sharp, right.
Central
not
time.
At Fair Mountain. There's our equipment has been down here, and so it's not up there. We're not equipped to have the meeting up there today. So, praise the Lord. Glory to God. We will see you at 12 noon sharp. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.